Most people do not walk into darkness because it looks like darkness. They walk into it because it looks like healing. It looks like power after years of feeling powerless. It looks like protection when no one protected you. It looks like a language for anger when polite religion told you to smile through the wound. It looks like candles, moonlight, feminine strength, mystery, and the promise that you will never be weak again. Modern witchcraft usually does not begin by saying, "Come worship evil." It says, "Come reclaim yourself." It says, "You have been hurt. You have been silenced. You have been controlled. Now take your power back." For a wounded soul, that can sound almost like salvation. But what kind of salvation is it? Christianity also speaks to the wounded. The cross is not sentimental about suffering. Christ does not look at pain from a safe distance. He enters it. But witchcraft offers a different road. It does not say, "Be healed." It says, "Become dangerous." There is the beginning of the delight in evil. Not always conscious malice. Not always a person saying, "I love what is wicked." More often, evil becomes attractive because it feels like control. Revenge feels like justice. Domination feels like safety. A curse feels like a boundary. Manipulation feels like wisdom. The soul slowly learns to call darkness by therapeutic names. The modern witch is not only a woman in a pointed hat from an old story. She is an image of the wounded will trying to become sovereign. The witch says, "I will not receive reality. I will bend it. I will not forgive. I will hex. I will not surrender. I will manifest. I will not be a daughter. I will be my own goddess." The temptation is very old. Spiritual power without obedience to God. It began in the garden. The serpent did not first tempt Eve with ugliness. He tempted her with elevation. "You will be like God. You will know. You will decide. You will not have to receive the world as gift. You can seize it as material for your own will." That is the spiritual logic behind witchcraft. Not herbs, not candles, not symbols by themselves. The deeper problem is the desire to command hidden powers while refusing the living God. Ritual without worship. Mystery without truth. Healing without repentance. Femininity without motherhood. Power without surrender. Once the self becomes the altar, evil can begin to feel beautiful. Evil flatters the wounded ego. It says, "Your pain makes you exempt. Because you were harmed, you may harm. Because you were controlled, you may control. Because you were denied love, you may replace love with power." But power cannot heal what love was meant to heal. A person can become feared and remain unhealed. She can become impressive and remain lonely. She can become spiritually intense and remain closed to grace. She can fill a room with ritual objects and never become free. So the Christian response to witchcraft cannot be mockery. Mockery is too small. The church must name bondage where there is bondage, sin where there is sin, and demons where there are demons. but it must also tell the truth with enough charity to say, "Your wound is real, and this path will not heal it. The cross will." And Mary shows why. Mary is the complete opposite of the witch archetype. The witch says, "My will be done." Mary says, "Let it be done unto me according to your word." The witch tries to pull power down from the heavens. Mary receives the word made flesh in her womb. The witch wants the world to answer to her pain. Mary lets her heart be pierced and still stands beneath the cross. The witch turns wounded femininity into control. Mary turns surrendered femininity into life. Mary is not weak. She is not decorative. She is not erased. She is the woman whose yes becomes the doorway through which God enters history. No witch in any myth, story, or modern fantasy has power like that. Mary does not manipulate hidden forces. She magnifies the Lord. She does not become a goddess. She becomes the mother of God. She does not grasp at divinity. She receives Christ. Because she receives, she becomes fruitful beyond imagination. The world thinks surrender means disappearance. Christianity says surrender to God is the beginning of real personhood. The witch wants a self enlarged by power. Mary shows us a self enlarged by grace. And if I will not give my wound to God, I will eventually do something else with it. I will decorate it, weaponize it, build an identity around it, turn it into a throne. Then, when someone calls me back to repentance, I may hear that as oppression, because my wound has become my crown. This is not only a problem for witches. Every sin has a little witchcraft in it, in this sense. I want the fruit without the obedience. I want the blessing without the cross. I want transformation without death to self. I want to be healed, but I do not want to be humbled. The same temptation appears in respectable forms. A businessman can use money like magic. A politician can use ideology like a spell. A resentful Christian can use theology like a weapon. A parent can use guilt and call it love. A wounded person can make pain into a moral exemption and call it authenticity. Witchcraft is one visible form of a much older rebellion. The attempt to bend reality around the self. The gospel moves in the opposite direction. Christ does not bend truth around our wounds. He enters our wounds with truth. He does not flatter our desire for control. He says, "Take up your cross." He does not tell us to become dangerous. He makes us holy. Holiness is the one power evil cannot imitate. Evil can imitate beauty for a while. It can imitate mystery, compassion, feminine strength, healing language, and ritual. But it cannot imitate the peace of a soul surrendered to God. It cannot imitate Mary at the foot of the cross. It cannot imitate the saints who forgive their enemies. It cannot imitate the strange freedom of someone who no longer needs to dominate the world in order to be safe. The cross says love is stronger than control. Mercy is stronger than revenge. Obedience is stronger than self-invention. The soul is not healed by becoming its own God. The soul is healed by returning to the Father. So why do witches delight in evil? Because evil can feel like power to a wounded heart. Because rebellion can feel like freedom when obedience has only been experienced as abuse. Because darkness can feel honest when shallow religion has lied about suffering. But Christ tells a deeper truth. You were not made to be your own goddess. You were made to be a child of God. You were not made to curse the world from inside your pain. You were made to be healed, purified, strengthened, and made radiant with grace. If you have been drawn into witchcraft, New Age practices, occult power, or any spirituality built on control, the church does not need to despise you in order to tell you the truth. Christ wants you free. Mary is not your rival. She is the mother who shows what freedom looks like when the soul stops grasping and begins to receive. The devil says, "Take power." Mary says, "Receive Christ." Only one of those paths ends in joy.